Holy Father, screaming my Lady Gaga.
Yes, you wanna look. Yes, yes, you wanna look.
Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa.
Mio, 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 gato. Maserati lo moto.
Marco Adele, ago. I'm a mock on what time they pull. Cause I pull up in the
middle. I just want to be high. Be
high.
Be high.
Be high.
I'm in love with plenty women. I know my money, all of them. It no matter the shape or color. I go make sure, say I must collect.
I'm going to buffet. No man gets to come on your bed. Body on check, check, check. I thought I don't mind the bed, bed, them.
Malaku Ivan! Malaku come!
She be make a tamuwa. Say my cookie na go join God. You want to bamba? You wanna cheat with the big boys?
Okay, it's another beautiful day once again, ladies and gentlemen. If it is 6:30 on Wednesday evening, it is time officially for My House. And I'm your host, Dachule Sherbrooke. And this week officially is gonna be an amazing and a blessed and a great one. In that, you know, in perspective, I'm just assuming, but hopefully it will be. For the past 2 weeks, I've not been here because of some personal problems, by the way. But I'm back fully unloaded, and I promise I'm never gonna be leaving you again and again to the end of this season. And by the way, we're having a lot of gist and topic for us because you know, gist always the ground for us to talk about. Starting from what happened. In Bunch Podcast the last time, VDM is starting to call out people that Nedu allegedly slept with before they had fame for themselves, people like Jojo, for example. And we have another great news coming from the one and only Asheke, saying he has finally exited YBNL, that's Olamide's record label, and he officially unveils his own record label. And there's one thing about Olamide that I've come to, pay attention to this very period. His collaboration is getting more bigger and bigger because I guess a lot of people right from time always want to work with him, wanted to work with him. But I don't know what happened. He kind of dropped the pen and, you know, just left for a while. But trust me, I think Olamide is back. He just wants to do his thing that he's been doing from the very first day. And I think it's also a great thing for his fans, all of us. We're mostly happy. We want to hear from Olamide Baru. And officially, we're going to be listening to two of his songs today. Featured, by the way, two of his featured songs, the songs he was featured on, by the way. And talking about news again, we have officially all of us that follows American entertainment already knows that Kendrick Lamar performed at the Super Bowl on Sunday, which was a big one for him, for the culture, whatever. We just want to say congratulations. And not only that, he didn't just, you know, perform that show, because secondly, I came to realize that I guess he's the person that has come to had less features on the show than any other person, because the only person that came out for him was only Caesar, and for that. And I've been hearing rumors about the actor, by the way, and I think it's going to be a great one, because what I saw them did at the Super Bowl, it was just super, super, super sonic. I really kind of liked it. And talking about him again, he has broken a record by Spotify, having like 88 million listeners on monthly, 88 million following on Spotify, and I guess his listeners has also skyrocketed. And talking about that, the performance is also the most watched in history, having 133 million people turning in. So I just, it has just been great news for Kendrick Lamar since this Drake and this him and Drake whole thing started. It has been great news for him. He has been win for him. And talking about another great person again, Two-Face marriage has been, you know, clashing online for the past couple of weeks now, and I guess Anna Idibia is taking it not too well, and a lot of ladies started calling Two Face out and all of those things. But the only thing when I get to talk for that matter, BC, Two Face has been called a bad person for thousands and couple of times, that he's maltreating Anna and all of those things. And now the guy is saying he doesn't want to match it again, he wants to go. Now Nasi say may not leave. Me no understand. What did I really want from Two Face? Una want make it stay, I'll be making no stay. Because I believe if he stays, he's going to be cheating and the thing will continue and continue. So the best thing I think he did was to leave. But now he wants to come out, Nasi may not come out. Now he has officially now announced his marriage plans for Edo lawmaker, Natasha, by the way. She's a representative of Ego. And Two Face made a post of her picture and said he would love to marry her. So hopefully we will see how that turns out, by the way. But I just think he's just catching cruise, and I don't know. I really don't have anything in particular to say, because Two Face and one kind of person will be like, say, you know, they really catch cruise like that. And this whole thing happened, I just feel is a planned work or whatever thing is happening. But I really don't want to, you know, jump into conclusion at first. But all the same, I just wish him the best. Him and Anna, all of them, I beg me the kind of matter to go. Without talking too much right now, we have a declared goal, and he titled this one Obimu. And we're going to be back after the beautiful song. Actually, Chevron, and you're listening to My House. Okay, that was Adekunle Gold, Obimo. And we're back again. As I said, this is My House, a program we come here to do every Wednesday to talk about African entertainment and listen to good and amazing African songs. And talking about African news again, the National Agency for Control of AIDS, NACA, has urged the public, I mean practically Nigerians, to protect themselves against this Valentine's Day. And another thing is, first of all, I needed to say a shout out to everyone in love. Happy Valentine in advance. It's next tomorrow, so I wish the best for every lovers. You know, it's a beautiful thing to celebrate somebody beautiful or somebody that has brought beauty into your life. It's a great thing. I'm not against it. So as I'm not also for it. Yes, I'm appreciative of love and appreciative of war at the same time. But the NCDC, NACA is trying to, you know, urge Nigerians to protect themselves, because it's just a normal precautions to do. And I'm one of those people since I think I would say I started having knowledge about sex. I've always learned to undo one thing is, even if no matter how urge or how I don't know how you say it, how intense the moment might be, it is just better you got something to protect yourself at the end of the day. Even if Nalilo just tie me just because at the end of the day, that's 30 minutes, 1 hour, 15 minutes, and those were the last 2 minutes. Congratulations. Can rule your life for the rest of your life. So for that reason, I would say it's better to just protect yourself than, you know, giving yourself more reasons to be sad, because it's already a sad word, by the way. And talking about Portable, he said is a federal government liability as he begs Tinubu intervention in a case in Ogun State. Talking about that, Portable, who is currently at large was arraigned by the Ogun State government alongside with his 9 associates for assaulting an officer from the Ministry of Physical Planning and Urban Development. And it has been a case that has been going on for the past few months now. And talking about him, by the way, I would just say I think it's about time Portable really put himself in a great position that at least he will not. I'm not saying he's a great public figure, but he already understands that he's a public figure. People are looking up to him, and there are things I keep saying. He just needs to stop doing and start renovating his, his mindset and his, in his own thinking. I don't know what he needs to change, but a lot of things needs to change about him. By the way, I just think it's about time he understands his position as a person, as a celebrity, and be like, okay, fine. He gets this way I supposed to do, I'm not supposed to do again. He get places where I supposed to go, the way I supposed to act, or things where I supposed to talk. And I think this is one of the things that I said probably is ever going to regret, because at the end of the day, he's not just in a country where really I know Nigeria is a place where we do pardon people sometimes due to that kind of standards and criteria, but at the end of the day it's not everything that needs to be pardoned. If you fall in the wrong hands, my dear, sorry, it will be something that you might regret for the rest of your life. And talking about entertainment news before I give it the next song, Bobby Cole also said that he was not the one who got O'Malley and Tems arrested in Uganda. This was an incident that happened during the COVID-19 in December 2022, if I can remember, when Tems and O'Malley went to Uganda to perform. At that time, they were not just upcoming stars, they were already doing well for themselves. Talk about O'Malley, by the way, Tems was just coming up at that time, but O'Malley was already more like a superstar. And they went to Uganda to perform and they were arrested. And in his recent podcast, he said he's not the one who was behind the arrest, so I don't know who was, but at the end of the day, we knew O'Malley and Tems were arrested and they were detained in Ghana, if I'm not making any mistake, for like 4 to 5 days before they were released and all of those. So the next song is coming from Ghana and he's by Black Sheriff, and he titled this one So It Goes, featuring our Nigerian brother from YBNL, Fireboy DML.
I'll be working all the summer, getting my bread up and shit, moving from place to place, from plane to plane, spreading my word out and shit. I'll be doing this for a while, searching a better place for my life, cause where I'm from, no resting, all we had was nothing. Say it was zero and blessings, but I had blood in my ass, fire on my head. Survival plans full my head. I was getting tired, but you make me wanna trap again. And she said, if you see the light, remember that I was with you. When you were lost, a lonely lover, don't forget about me so soon. If you see the light, remember that I was with you. When you are lost, a lonely lover, don't forget about me so soon.
I saw it go. Yeah, and so it goes. See, this life is a lonely road. Every day, I'll sue for the dough.
I'm on the road. Put my body, mind, and my soul. That's why me, I head to the top. Cause man, I've been walking. Nobody can stop me. See many people talk, many people do, many people yeah, many people try, but I keep walking. Nothing can stop me. My me, oh. And now we never rest. Till I see my mama smiling. VVS diamonds dancing, oh. We up forevermore.
Aso Iko, Aso Iko, Aso Iko, Aso Iko, Aso Iko, Aso Iko.
I'm tryna put you in designer, fly you Bahamas, my name's Jamaica. Take you everywhere I go, show you mama Africa, from Ghana to Bafana. So send a little prayer,
send a little prayer,
and please try to say less.
Ooh girl, shut up,
cause nobody really cares like
nobody,
that.
Nobody
gives a fuck,
nobody gives a fuck,
but them all ready to listen.
Everybody,
don't let our love be entertainment.
To all these motherfuckers,
on my life they don't deserve it. And she said, if you see the light, remember
that I was with you
when you were lost, a lonely lover. Don't forget about me, so
if you see the light, remember that I was.
Aso Iko, Aso Iko, Aso Iko, Aso Iko, Aso Iko, Aso Iko.
Okay, that was Black Sherif, So It Goes, featuring Fireboy DML. And talking about Blacko, he's a Ghanaian artist. I played his song severally on this show. But there's one thing I came to realize recently, that his song is not getting any recognition, not even more recognition, any recognition from Nigerians, because the love and support he was getting, he really blew it away by joining those couple of Ghanaians, old faded artists, saying that they wanted to ban international songs in their country. And I keep saying, it happened in Cameroon also. The fact is, they were not banning foreign songs in their country. They were just trying to stop Nigerian artists from, you know, overshadowing their own artists. And there's something I've come to realize. This is one thing. There are some things that just happen in Africa, and I just think it's only in Africa. Because at the end of the day, you come to realize that if you do better songs, trust me, the world will finally embrace what you do. For example, hip-hop at one time was the greatest genre in the whole wide world. Talking about K-pop took over, if I vividly remembered, at least from like 2018 till like 2022, 2021, K-pop was all over everywhere. That is when I started recognizing those guys from Korea. I don't even remember their name anymore. K-pop took over the world. So what I'm trying to say is, if you realize that your songs are not good as those international songs, I think you just try to work harder, try to do better songs, try to get more promotions as you can, work on better deals. I don't know how to just put it, but I just think it's a personal issue, instead of you trying to expatiate it and try to be like, we need to ban the foreign songs be played on our radio stations, public places, and whatever thing. And trust me, because Blacko was one of those guys that really stood for the pioneer, and Nigerians really turned their back also on him, and I guess his song has not been doing great. For me, I'm just speaking from my own opinion, because I think I've not seen his songs in like top 100 for a very long time, and it's a very sad news. Such a talent is coming to a waste, and I'm sorry, it's just one of those things that does happen, by the way. And talking about entertainment news again, Stephanie Don just unfollowed Chloe Bailey for dating ex boyfriend Burna Boy. But first of all, I need to clarify something when it comes to something like this. It has not officially been announced by any of them. It was just post we saw them hanging out and all of those things. I know I'm not a baby. I know probably they might be dating, but since an official statement has not been made, we should not just conclude that they are dating. And second of all, talking about Chloe and Burna Boy, I saw a video which was posted on Instagram a couple of days ago. We had the both of them and his producer was in a room, you know, recording together, and I think we'll be expecting something from Chloe Bailey I'm Burna Boy anytime soon. Hopefully it really comes out, because I'll be really waiting to see how it goes. Just like the Burna Boy and Chloe thing going around. I don't really know. And talking about entertainment news again, we have Priscilla Ojo reacts to her father's absence at a wedding, because Priscilla Ojo is the daughter of a popular Nigerian actress, Iyabo Ojo. And there's a lot of backlash that has been going on online that saying her father was not at a wedding and all of those. A lot of people are not really taking it lightly with her. Also, she's not trying to address the issue. But for me, I just think there might be reasons, but the reasons are not something that I think should be enough for her father not to be at her daughter's wedding. Because first of all, according to me, I used to think that the father walks the daughter on high. Even at our traditional weddings also, the father needs to be present. If the father is alive, he needs to be present so it can hand over our own daughter to the man he's marrying in particular. So I don't really know what's happening, but I just hope it's not something that's going to destroy the family in general. So that's just after that. And our next song is coming from our one and only Asheke, which I said earlier has left YBNL, and we wish him all the best, all the same. Good luck to you in the future. And his song that is just dropped in his new record label is titled Why Love. So with that being said, we're gonna be back after the song. You're listening to My House on Radio Fab. I go by the name Dachel Chevrook, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House.
Olala de mi Asheke.
Come and lay me. Obeni to ba feru mi, consider lucky. My baby, let's keep on jamming. This fire cannot cool down, baby, damn it, it's not me. Odi shalom, my baby. I don't want that only go, ya Rabbi. Ilai oba to dami. Oh, damn it, don't worry, big money. My thighs, perfect size. Brother, my wine. Special one, my bestie. You know I'm a soldier boy, but in your case I'll calm down. Am I your confidence? They bust my head, take it easy.
One for the road, keep it steady. Two for my girl, keep energy. But the magnetizing, fascinating. You light up the room, illuminating. Captivating, who can charge me? Such a bad bitch, but the bad me. Keep it moving, or a body. My thighs, perfect size. Brother, my wine.
Okay, that was Asheke. Why? Love. Yo, welcome back. This is my house, as I always keep introducing. And my name is Dachelo Sherbrooke, and I'm in the studios of Radio Fab. And I'm talking about entertainment news again. We have a Nollywood veteran, Osofia, celebrating his 78th birthday. He goes by name Nikim Owo, and we call him Ukwa or Sophia by the name. And talking about entertainment news again, we have our police rearresting the TikToker C Kings for allegedly cyberbullying Pastor Adeboye. I saw the video of this guy, but I haven't seen the video of where the police arrested him. But I saw the video of C King where he was not bullying, man. Don't make up news. This is why I hate when bloggers or whatever publishing a newspaper, whatever thing or whatever media thing you think you are, you just wake up in the morning and start making up stories. I saw the video, and it was talking about how Pastor Adeboye protested against Tinubu regime, not Tinubu, Buhari regime. And now Tinubu is here, he's saying we should keep our fingers crossed and be praying that Nigeria is getting better, because at the end of the day, Nigerian should be right now, $1 should be 10,000 naira. And for me, I think this is about time we start rethinking what he said. I see no lying whatever he said. That is why I keep saying, and I'm one of those who keep saying, the world just love people who lie to them, and secondly, they just love they really don't like people who really speak the truth that much. I think that is why I keep believing a lot of people now in my certain age that this is why they were murdered. I don't want to make mention of names, but this is the reason these people were killed, because it was just so many truth for the world to handle. To be frank and sincere, all he said was the same pastor who was protesting against the former president, because his presidency wasn't that doing good for the economy, wasn't doing good for itself, now he's saying we should pray that the country is doing better, when it's even getting worse because his brother is in position. And I see no wrong thing in whatever thing he said. And this is one of the reasons I think a lot of Nigerians are scared for their lives, because even speaking the truth this time is a big problem. And my biggest problem would be even those people who are going, that are even using power. If, for example, the police officers, for example, that went, or the person in charge who they ever sued this case to, or a certain lawyer that is going to be charging the boy, for example, maybe imprisonment or whatever thing. I don't get any imprisonment they want to give them, even if it is 2 days imprisonment. But because for me, they should really sit down and look at what he said. He really did not insult anybody. He just said what he said, and now they are finding it intriguing and annoying because he said the truth. Man, what a cold world we really live in, man. Our next song is coming from Eriga, by the way. He's featuring Fino, this one, because talking about Eriga again, he's this rapper who has been in the game since 2009. I knew him since 2009, and he's been doing well for himself. Just this period, he has, I think it's about time he even retires, because he don't try for himself, you know, understand. And I call him the motivational king, the street motivational king. And he's featuring Fino Fino, and I think we should be expecting a project from him, because in these past few days he's been able to, he has released up to like 3-4 songs now. So I think he has a project coming, and I'm just expecting what he has coming. So this one he titled Up Iweka, and we're gonna be back after the song. You're listening to My House on Radio Fab.
Unruly, ki go bele do. Get the money, make my man miserable. And up on the quarrel, Jochi ne do. Fatin no man at the Okunimu. If on the cotebu, quiz in Ebu. Now they can't believe within one neighbor. Fuck the world, come up with Zulezu. Now see the chopper. Say I bapa tea, I know they waste time. Set time, faster than that, they freeze ring light. And I don't want the skin tight. If NJ maintain it, I brought 6-pack. Yeah. See, I'm a bum with a man, but by God heal a man. Fuck your opinion, I'm a bum villain. Giddy bum, man, ganako, something must kill a man.
Olele, ole kwa, makete, yopa, iweka. Now real life it is, not be Nollywood, and they sell like a set, opa, iweka. Olele, ole kwa, makete, yopa, iweka. Now real life it is, not be Nollywood, and they sell like a set up a e-way.
Roll it back in for me, my pop smoke. Talk shock, police story for them they do. Only one line for my verse, be like rock coke. Now you they stress me and your goat they chin they do. Now, how many of you remember this guy? God forbid, nothing be my style. My generation, I call out with a day reply. No be internet, all of them they amuse me, die. Remember when I tell it, they tell me, say I the Jones. They not believe in your same regard when I lamb they close. Now open target, you no keep animal for bush. Any upcoming when jump on the eye, we kush. Take her back to the days of Gary Kala. Before you diss me up, say you carry waka. I don't want you saying a band to internet cruise. Nothing to prove, I type past Chris Mandada.
Olele, ole kwa makete, yoppa iweka. Now real life in this, not be Nollywood. And then they sell like a set up a iweka. Olele, ole kwa makete, yoppa iweka. Now real life in this, not be Nollywood. And then they sell like a set up a iweka.
You're listening to My House on Radio Fab. Okay, talking about entertainment news again, Nigerian actor, Nollywood actor by the way, Columbus Irisogan was announced dead six days ago, probably because we didn't have podcast last week, so that was well. And talking about him, Columbus is dead, announced by another veteran Nigerian politician, Hida Doroku, in a post on Instagram. He said he is gone and he is with the Lord. And she also stated that the actor's death is a heavy one for the University of Port Harcourt, River State, and the Nollywood. Our uncle Koli Irosoku has gone to be with the Lord, and she also said there can't be shortage of angels in heaven, and the few are here are called home like this now. This one is an heavy on Uniport and also on the Nollywood, she wrote on her Instagram. And talking about death again, Nollywood actress Pat Ugo also died 7 days ago, a day before Collins also died. And talking about that also, I really don't have any information about her or whatever led to death, but I just want to say my condolences to the family also. And talking about entertainment news, Arista, mom, I don't know the time, there was one time Arista dropped a song and his mom danced to the song. A lot of Nigerians were really kind of attracted, and I don't know if I should use attracted to her, or but they were kind of reacting, you know, to the post and saying she has nice figure and all of those things. And also Mrs. Adegirigba, who is known for her trend content on TikTok, claims that the platform helps meet age women mentally. And she also said that the claim in her video message shot on Instagram page recently, I'm so grateful to be on TikTok. I'm so privileged to have you all in my life as part of me. Thanks for the support. If your mom is between 40 to 60 years old, encourage them to be on TikTok because it helps them mentally. I'm on TikTok now and I can testify to it. My thinking now is different from before. Now I'm creative in my thoughts. And also, you guys can also see the way I'm looking. So please encourage your moms. Let them come and visit us. Their experience in life, she said. Talking about that, I just think she's talking from a perspective of a person who is ready, how will I say, who is ready to learn. And Ando also on TikTok is the underscore Gen Z mommy. And talking about that, I think she's one of those people who I think are ready to learn or are already opening to the new generations. And I'll still tell her, this is my message to you, Gen Z mommy. The thing is, there are so many parents and mothers out there who just think they already know more than enough, and whatever the young ones are doing right now is just uncalled for. I know there are so many uncalled for situations on the internet right now, but at the end of the day, they just think they can, because I just feel like if you're there, you can be able to see what your children are seeing, so you can be able to advise them on certain issues. I'm just speaking generally, because maybe for example, I'm on whatever platform right now, and I know I have a kid who is there also. When I see the things that are going on there and I try to, you know, ask them questions about it and I know they know it, then we can be able to relate as friends towards the situation, instead of me just playing deaf ears to it and I don't know what's going on there. It might be a site that I think is safe for kids. At the end of the day, it's not. please, how is that even safe for me as a parent? So I just think she's also making sense at the end of the day. Well, without talking too much, we have Leakage featuring Young John, and the boat titled this one Try. We're gonna be back after the song.
Everything I give up to go, even though I'm underrated no more. I don't blame them. Many, many, many things they don't know. But I stand on my feet, na na na. Give them all the glory, but you take the banana. They can't try. One little one, ba. I'm on your tour, ra. They don't fall for my head.
Say God, you know be man, I don't call me man. Jaggy not that, who know the yeah, she my pepe. Then they try to cancel me, but God, you know grieve. I say, make us start to talk, I know go fit, but who repete. And every time they try to dim the lights, getting brighter. Cause Jaggy know they agree, I be warrior, yeah, I be fighter. I know quite like my mommy, don't shout, dry the good you more. Jaggy, you look good, did down, look good, go boo yo. So my cow, I made you disokim, hallelujah. Jaggy level back on the throne, yeah, I'm a ruler. Okay, if I be fabi, my thing, you baby, so ya. Emiti moti jai, ni bagbe mu aluya. I look for jubashu. You walk in, kekere, binti, jaku. The body yagi, tumbo, the balef, empero. The riti, babinu, ibinu, myo, jako, lero.
Everything I give, I'm too good. Even though underrated no more, I don't blame them. Many, many, many things they don't know. But I stand on my feet, na. Keep that on the glory, band, the banana. And that you love me, silly kuti. No. I'm on lock with you, but see me, I love them all. No. But I get one baby, where they make me happy. No. Who dig you, wife? What you love, what you she didn't motivate me,
Some cow made you disokimo, hallelujah. Yagi level back on the throne, yeah, I'm a ruler. Okay, if I be fabi, my thing, you baby, so ya. Emiti moti jai, any bag, be mu aluya. I look for jubashu. You walk in, kekere, binti, jaku. The body yagi, tumbo, the balef, empero. The riti, bambino, ibinu, myo, jaku, lero.
They can't try. One little one, ba. I'm on your tour, ra. But they don't fall for my head, No.
You're listening to My House on Radio Fab. Okay, that was Try by Young John featuring Leakage. And talking about entertainment news again, we have Neramali leaks private chat with Iyabo Ojo. And talking about Neramali, we already know he was almost cancelled for the death of Mohbad. But right now he's saying that let me just read the news. His body was later according to the report that Mohbad died on September 12, 2023 and buried the following day. His body was later assumed for autopsy by the Lagos State Police Command following public outcry over circumstances surrounding his death. That was the protest during Mohbad's death at that time 2 years ago. And however, in a new development on Monday, Neramali, in a series of posts in his Instagram story, shared screenshots of his chat with the actress soliciting help from him. And in a class in the chats from 2021-2022, Iyabo Ojo begged for Neromali's presence at a movie premiere and at Ali's mother's remembrance party. The actress in another chat, requested Neromali's assistance to promote her adopted son, who was a singer. Neromali also, however, did not accompanying the post with any caption or comment. The viral post has generated diverse reaction on social media and may be questioning the singers on how relevant relevance of the old conversation. Yes, for me, I just think it was necessary and it was unnecessary. But for me, a lot of people will now start seeing that the way Iyabo Ojo is taking this whole situation right now was because of Neromali not, you know, responding to him or neglecting her at the end of the day. And a lot of people might just think he's trying to blackmail her also because he really did the Mohbad thing and all of those things and all of those things. But for me, I just think humans are humans. It can be the same reason. Yes, for a fact, can be Ojo is just reacting to her emotions, not because she really kind of liked Mohbad or she's trying to have justice for Mohbad. She's just trying to bring down somebody. She just felt like, oh, but this guy fought my hand, so I want to fought the hand back. Things like that. We are all humans. People can react in different formats and different ways. And not only that, and talking about Neromali also, Neromali might also be guilty. I'm not saying allegedly, it might be guilty. And at the end of the day, just to clean his name out and be like, yeah, this guy want blackmail me because of, say, I know help him that time. So I don't really know who is lying and who is selling the truth. But at the end of the day, I just hope justice is being found for Mohbad. Because at the end of the day, I hate when people are trying to play emotions on somebody else. At the end of the day, Mohbad is the one who is dead. And both of you are just playing games with his dead body. Right now, we have Leah featuring Olamide, one of the songs that I said I'm going to be playing today from Olamide Future. And the title is one, Vibes on Vibes. Go by the name Dachel Shevrug, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House.
La America, you barely in the Japan. They want to understand. I bet you they drive them mad. Who got you for their body? Vibe on vibe. Don't waste my time. They teach ya. Pop, pop, pop. Make una dance. As the bass they bounce. It's going among you. No sign nobody. Just a shake for you. Make una body they come back.
Oh, you go. I want to shape up. Oh, you go. I want to show you. Calling me machine gun, but non-stop, I'm a bust up, oh yeah.
La America, il est bien. Il est belle in the Japan. They want to understand. I bet you they drive them mad. Who bet you for their body? Vibe on vibe, don't waste my time. Teacher, pa-pa-pa. Make me not dance, as the bass they bounce. Going on my you, no say no but you. Just a shake but you, make una body they come but you.
Oh, mukulamu ke, taba kwa kurumo umadunche. Oh, dani lesi mi bidudu ke, koni dunke. Tori, Americana, konjo ito baby liya kangan. Koshe Canada, lasan, won pretty kogan koje. Won pretty kogan, tewele kongitan. Kongo aso, ama tanso na nivi chiaman. Kowe, kowe lo, akade lo. Constant Kennedy is my bedouche in my shell. Calling me machine gun, but non-stop, I'm a bust up, oh yeah.
La America, il est bien. Il est belle in the Japan. They want to understand. I bet you they drive them mad. Who bet you for their body? Vibe on vibe, don't waste my time. Teacher, pa-pa-pa. Make una dance, as the bass they bounce. It's going among you. No sign about you.
just the shape of you. Make una body the come but you.
Wine.
I go by the name Dachel Chevrolet, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House. Okay, that was Vibes, only Vibes, featuring Olamide, and the song was by Leah. And talking about Olamide, Portable recently called out Olamide and said he snatched his dancer and his producer. There were speculations that Asake has parted ways from Olamide YBN, yes, recently, which was true. And reacting via a video message shared on his social media page, Portable mocked Olamide over the rumor fallout and saying the rapper gave him just a verse instead of signing him to his record label. And he claimed that despite getting just a verse from Olamide on the song Zazu, he was more grateful than Asake, whom the rapper signed and sponsored. He went further to allege that Olamide snatched his producer and dancing from him instead of signing him. And Portable also said, Olamide Badu, if you had asked me to sign to your record label, I would have gladly accepted it. But instead of you signing me, you snatched my producer and dancer and promoter, Konga Gidibi, from me. And the person, Asake, you helped not send you again. You only gave me a verse, and I'm still more grateful than Asake. You gave your everything, sorry. Promote me the way you promoted Asake and see if you would not proceed. I would not progress more than him. I think Portable be like those people, be like, you don't get what you do, they must see something bad talk about you, because I don't know. Portable get problem, as his sister once said he has spiritual problems, and I believe that his sister, yeah, Portable get spiritual problems, there is no doubt about it. And it has not just become a thing, it has not become a only way to be relevant. Instead of you to do good music, what is it called, Portable, you are out there backslashing every single celebrity that comes your freaking way. What's your problem? I don't know. If you get any remedy, more than tell me, make I send the message. I've even DM her for Instagram, probably if you reply. I said, but it will not drag me. I let God know. But we're not talking too much. We have this amazing song that I've been loving so much this couple of weeks, and it's from the one and only Tenny. Tenny is this lady, or this girl, who came out a couple of years ago, at the early 2015-2016, and she came out with it, and what's the name of that song again? Forgotten it. And after then, she started doing more. 2018, she became a global sensation, and now she went off for a couple of years. Now she's back. A new single, Money, is officially taking everywhere. And I just want to say, today is gonna be the first time we're gonna be playing a song by Tenny, and I trust you. I tell you this, it's gonna be an amazing one. So without talking too much, we have Money by Tenny, and after that, we're gonna be back in the JFU.
They say money don't buy you happiness, money can't buy you love, money can't feel.
You're listening to My House on Radio Fab.
Money don't buy you happiness, money can't buy you love, money don't fill this emptiness, but I want all the money in the world. Ooh wee, I want all the money in the world. Yeah yeah, I'd rather be crying in a Bentley, sipping on Hennessy, drying on my tears with some $100 bills, feeling down in Fendi, but I got plenty. Money for the pain in the world. Chilling in the biz, just like Justin Bieber. Cause I got the money, I don't care. And you can put that on my visa. Roll me like with Caesar. You know now we global, bitch, I'm here. So far from where we coming from. And we don't stop until it's done. They say, money don't buy you happiness. Money can't fill this emptiness, but I want all the money in the world. Money don't buy you happiness, money can't buy you love, money don't fill this.
so far from
where we coming from,
and we don't stop until it's done.
They say
by the name Dachel Sherbrooke, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House. Okay, that was Money by Tenny. As I said, she's an amazing artist, and I guess it's the first time we're officially listening to her song on this show. And talking about entertainment news again, Skepta reacted as Portable drags Olamide. And talking about the Portable, as I said, Olamide dragging, he said, why will he sign Asake and just give him a verse and all of those things. Portable, known for his frequent calling out his collaborators and beneficiaries, recently lashed the ace and rapper and Olamide, mocking him over his fallout of his artist Asake. Why mocking Olamide? Portable stated that the rapper only gave him a verse instead of a verse on his remix to Zazu instead of signing him to the record label, and apprehends about the situation began expressing concern for Skepta, who featured Portable on the song Tony Montana last year, and this led to UK rapper trending on X. And Skepta then made a post asking, why am I trendy? A fan responded in the comment section, I think you know why, to which Skepta replied, have just seen Portable is dragging somebody again, apparently I am next, with the way to laugh out loud. And that is not a rumor, we all know. He's definitely going to drag. But he was still the one who came out a couple of months ago, or weeks ago, if it's up to him, I don't know. But weeks ago to say Skepta kept to his end of the deal when it comes to Tony Montana's single, that he said he was going to give him all the royalties of the song, and which Skepta did, and he was appreciative and all of those. So hopefully one day, he not still go smoke it in the smoke. Carter, he said the suit was kept by a letter from her. He's supposed to dash. You know, Portable is, how will I say, it's unpredictable. And as a girlfriend, you're not getting me. I love that about him, but it's not going to help his career. He's just focused on making good music instead of just going out there dragging people up and down. And this song is from our first lady who collected one home recently at the Grammy. She goes by the one name, one and only Thames, an amazing artist. You all know how I love her. And she's titled this one, Turn Me Up, and we're going to be back after the song. Go by the name Dachel Sherbrooke, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House.
You know I can be inside, but I just wanna take it for a ride. Hide, hide, hide. I said fall back, it's a big shot, it's a big shot. Fall back, it's a rim shot, need a big stop. Fall back, it's a big buck, causing big shock. Fall back, it's a headshot. A celebration, liberation for the nation. Conversation, but in moderation. Need some patience No peace for the generations. They have us living in hallucinations. Don't wanna put us in the right directions. Don't wanna give us all the right affection. Baby, I should love you, but I really don't want to. What you do with that depends on you, cause I'm only here to inform you. I said turn me up. You know I can be inside, but I just wanna take it
maximum of grace is a time for revelation. You say you love me, but you love with hesitation. You cannot win me on a lower vibration. You need customization. I got authorization. Open your eyes, I'm a 10, not a 9, number 1, not a 2, not a 3. Fine, girl, no issues, I don't need additions. Whatever you're saying, I beg you, continue. If you don't believe, then I really do not rate you. Bye-bye, do not need you. How many wars I did. How many come around here to do it like this? A baby girl, where they drop the beat like this?
I said, turn me on.
Go by the name Dachula Sherbrooke, and you're listening to My House. Okay, that was Thames Turn Me Up. And finally, we are coming to the end of the show, or we're officially at the end of the show. This is My House. As I always keep saying, we come here every Wednesday by 6:30 to give you the best of African news, entertainment, and music all together in just an hour. And well, I'm signing out at this very moment, and I hope I'll see you next week. Hopefully. And for this week, I had a great time, and I hope you did if you're following us. And what is? As I keep saying, this is not the end of the show for today. We also have a show coming up, Drito Pe Mezzora. And after that, tomorrow we have some couple of shows also. Friday, the same thing. And I guess till next week Monday, and the time keeps running and running and running, and there are a lot of shows for you to catch up with on this very station. And for the podcast, you can listen to our podcast also on our website at www.radiofab.it. all you have to do is click on the top bar and search for your favorite podcast and listen to any episode you think you've missed. And talking about all that, also you can also listen to our podcast on Spotify. Also, just search for the name of the presenter or the name of the show or the name of the episode you're looking for, whatever thing, and you can find us there also. And my shout outs to go to Radio Fab all the time, and I'm your humble boy Dachula Sherbrooke. Hopefully I'll be seeing you next week for a great and amazing music and talk in general, so we can also discuss something great. And hope you had a great time, as I said I did, and hope I'll be seeing you next week as always. So without talking too much right now, I'm gonna be signing out with a very beautiful song by the one and only Sax featuring Ashike also. And talking about Sax, is one of these guys who came alongside Wizkid at that time, 2009, and these are the producers that made Superstar album Superstar. Trust me, an amazing producer. He went off for a couple of years, I guess he's back again doing songs. He even featured Ashake and Gona in one of the song Happiness, one of my best songs last year, and now they're back again with this one, Come On Look. So I'm signing out with this song, and I hope I'll see you next week. As I always keep saying, be blessed, do well, and you know, stay healthy at the end of the day. And ci vediamo quando ci vediamo, intanto ci vediamo la prossima puntata. Ciao e ciao. I go by the name Dachula Sherbrooke, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House.
Straightforward, I'm not con you. For one, it's your beauty, son you, I do. De, mo tugbe de, omo ton soro ra pele.
I'm so high, you can tell, oh, can tell, oh.
Woo me, oh, woo me.
Me mo change your order, woo me, oh,
me.
Straightforward, I'm not con you. Fun one need your beauty, son you, oh, son you, oh. I do,
I do.
De mo tuk be de,
tuk be de.
I'm a ton so that I quell de. I'm so high, you can tell, oh, can tell, oh.
Wally won down on, yeah. Yeah, no, they fight for number one. Pay me my money one by one. Fuck them up, put in my bed, one not down. Mutti Wally won down on. Yeah, no, they fight for number one. Pay me my money one by one. Fuck them up, put in my bed, one not down. Change your order with me, oh. Straightforward, I'm not con you. For one, it's your beauty, son you, oh. Son you, oh. I do. De mo tu pe de, oh. I'm a ton so that I quell de. I'm so high, you can tell, oh. Can tell, oh. With me, oh. Be mo change your order with me, oh. Straightforward, I'm not con you. For one, it's your beauty, son you, oh. Son you, oh. I do. De mo tu pe de, oh. I'm a ton so that I quell de. I'm so high, you can tell, oh. Can tell, oh.